That the Sarah Nisbet asks, which is a stira between the Ramban in the beginning of Pashas Mishpatin and what the Ran quotes the same Haramban on Daf Gimel, which we saw last semester, but we'll go over again. It's specifically relating to the Inyan of Kabbalah by Hedyotos. The basis of Hedyotos, if you makabel them. Now, the Ramban in the very beginning of Mishpatin quotes the drasha of Lifnehem, that the Gemara dashes Lifnehem below Lifnei Hedyotos and Lifnehem below Lifnei Akum. That drasha is mentioned where? Gidin Peiches on the base. Natsugya of Yosef was Ma'asa Agiti, and Abaya asks him from the drasha of Lifnehem. So the Ramban quotes this and he explains, first of all, where the Chazal get this drasha from. What do you see in the pasuk? Yishukreis the mishpatim before Kal Yisrael. That's the pasuk pshat. Ve'eila mishpatim, Hashem says to Moshe. It's all going back to Parshas Yisrael. Hashem is speaking to Moshe after Aseres Hadibros. Atem le'isem kinnar shaman vibarti machem, and continues on with the mizbeach. V'losav ma'losav mizbechi, and then continues with, there's no nuvayda b'Hashem. This all continues, because Baruch Hu speaking. And these are the mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. What's the pasuk pshat? And you should tell Kai Yisrael these laws, Kisik Nevet Ivri, and so on. So will Chazal get the basis to Darshan that there's an Inyan to only have Dayanim who are Mumchim and Dayanim who are Jewish? Says the Ramban, the Darshu Rifneim Velo Rifnei Akum Rifnei Shahaya Ra'i Lomar Shetosim Lahem. It's a good Maramakam here, this Ramban. What's the basis of the Drash? Chazal always are sensitive to the Lishonas of the Psukim. You should say, Asher Tosim Lahem. You should praise before them. Kimosha Amar, Sham Samuel Choko Mishpat. It says by Mara that he praises before the nation. Sham Samlo Choko Mishpat, not Lefanav. You don't praise Lefanav, you praise to them, you give it to them. The Amar Lefnehem, Shehem Yu HaDayanim. So Lefnehem connotes that they are the Dayanim. So it's referring to the din, the judgment that's brought to the dayanim. Why does it say Lifnehem is a dayanim? Ki ala shofet yovel lashon hazeh. The lashon of lifanav is always when something is coming before the dayan. Like it says, v'amdu shnei ha'anashim shalohem hariv lifnei Hashem. Lifnei ha'kohanim v'ashoftim. In Sefer Devarim. So it says that the riv comes before the kohanim. The quarrel comes before them. Ad amdo lifnei ha'eda la'mishpat. Another pasuk in Masay. Lifnei ha'eda. Or another pasuk. Here we are soon in Adar. Adarishan, okay, but Adarishan reminds us of Adar. Lifnei kol yodei das vadin. Yichein devar ha'melech. Lifnei kol yodei das vadin. In other words, lifnei is often used as a reference to bringing something before the courts. Before the courts. So that's the drasha of Lifnehem that we're talking about Dayan. Now, so what's the drasha? Lifnehem v'lo lifnei goyim, that's obvious. What's the other drasha? V'lo lifnei hedyotos. Where does it say mumchim versus hedyotos? The darshu od lifnehem v'lo lifnei hedyotos. Lifnei shekos, so how did Rashi want to get in Rabbos say? How do we know what's going on mumchim, not hedyotos? What did Rashi say? What? Rashi. Shivin Zakenim at the end of the parsha. It's interesting. It's the beginning of Mishpatim and then it's the end of Mishpatim going on the Shivin Zakenim. But that doesn't say that. Doesn't like that. He says, how do I know what's going on Mumchin? Mipnei shekasa b'mishpatim v'igishu adon avel Elohim. Ad ha'elim yavu d'vashnehem. The cost of gamke v'nasan b'flilim. You asked me about the b'flilim Russian. Shehem ha'dayonim ha'mumchim. Purim is also connoting the Yonim Mumchim, the Hasimuchim, and Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Lifneim are the Dayanim that are referenced in many other places in the context of these Tzukim. So Kach Omar Bekan Shamishpatim Eila Yasimu Osam Lifnei HaElohim Sheyaskir. The Elohim that I'm going to talk about, you're going to see a few times the references to Elohim. That's the Lifneim. Which Dayanim that you're going to see with the title coming up. V'lo lifnei goyim, v'lo lifnei mi she'eino shofet al pi ha'Torah, v'hu ha'hedyot lezen, he's a hedyot. So asr lavo v'fanav, kishem she'asr lavo lifnei akum. there's an Isser to go to Hedyotos, like there's an Isser to go with Nei Akum. Va'afal pishe yodea Hedyot hazeh, she'edyot hazeh yodea shua sadim, yodina lo kahogen, he might offer the right sack. Avahu Asser lasumo dayan. The litzok lo, she'yachuf es baldino ladin lefanav. The Hedyot atzmo Asser ladin lehem. So, what's the nature of the Isser? The Rabban is now saying something which he's going to say also in the Chidushim, that what you have in this pasuk is an Isser. This is the Mahalach of the Ramban, if you remember, to resolve Tosis Kasha and Beis on the Beis, that the Gemara is Mimai Hedyotos from where? From Elohim. And here we have a drasha of Lifneya. So what do you need two drashas to disqualify someone who is a Hedyot? So Tosis gave one teretz that we're talking about here, the Inin of Kfiya, to enforce the Psak, that's the Lifneya Kriya Bayonim. And the Ran and the Ramban, they answer that the two inyanim here, there's the question of being qualified, disqualified, that's derived from Elohim, and there's the question of the Isser. So Ramban is already alluding to that here. He says, even if, and who is the Isser on? We discussed back then, who is the Isser on exactly? We didn't have a full sense from the Russian Ran. Who is the Isser on? Dayan or the Balidinim? Ramban seems to see there's both. Also, level of fun of Vapi Shudea Hedjot Hazel Yudea Shudea Yadin Lokogan, who also a sumu dayan, that means the Baldin, the Litzel Goshi Yochav is Baldin or Ludin Lafanov. In other words, Reuven has a claim against Shimon. So Reuven can go to the Dayan HaHedyot, or the Beis Din Hedyotos, and say that Shimon is going to, I want you to call Shimon to the Din Torah. The Hedyot Atzmo also Ludin Lahem, and the Hedyot is not allowed to judge either. Oh. Now the Ramban concludes by saying the following. The af al pishis kilu chachamim shtei hakitos ha'ela ka'achas. Shtei hakitos are lefnei goyim and lefnei hadyotos. The Rabban concludes by saying yesh hefesh b'neihem. There's a difference. She'im ratzu shnei balei hadin lavo lefnei hadyot shevi Yisrael muter hu. If the two of them agree to go lefnei hadyot, it's okay. But the kibrei ilayu dino din. They accept him, then it's good. Aval of Neaknanim or Akum. Asurim him level of Fanim Shiyadulam, Beinayim, Ba'olam, Bafil Hoyudinayim, Kedinayim, Ba'osa Inim. So the Rabban concludes by saying that if you have a Kabbalah, so of Neakum it's still no good, of Neadotus it's good. Fact the Shara Mishpat. This Ramban is so fair, another Ramban in Chidushim on Shas. So, which Ramban? So, it's the Ran B'Shem Ramban that says it. If you go back to the Ran and Dav Gimel, if you have your COVID, you'll see what I'm referring to. Look at the Ran and Dav Gimel. This is the long Ran, Dibra Maschil. It's really on base, on the base, really. The long, long run, Bedinu Dubai Mumchin, but in the middle of that long run, when he answers the kasha about the relationship between the Sugya and Gitin, Perek HaMegaresh, that learns out from Lifnei and Belopnei Adyotos, and the Sugya here that learns out from Elohim. So, in the middle of, how can I tell you where to find it? If Nikovitz, the very left column in Nikovitz, about 7-8 lines from the top, in the middle of the line, but also sugya should be perik on the garish who inyan mitzvah acheres. That's where I'm starting from. If you have the kovitz that I have, the left column of the long piece of the Ran, the Dima Maskil here is the Kamar Talmuda, but it's the column over to the left, 7 or 8 lines from the top, toward the end of the line. But also sugya should be perik on the garish who inyan mitzvah acheres. You see, just to backtrack a bit, go up a few lines, the second line from the top. Vatirat hanachon lechose. This is how he begins the teretz. Hach sugida hacha hu inyan hadin atzmo in mukasha bedyotos. What's the Rambam say? The sugya in Sanhedrin is the din kasha bedyotos, and that's the inyan of Eir Parshius and Elohim and so on. Now continue where we started. The osu sugya perek hamegarish hu inyan mitzvah acheres. So amra Torah. So asur lavo lefnei hadyotos. But here's the key for the Shem Mishpat Kasha. Next couple words. What does the Ran say? The af al pi shekibu alehem balei hadin es dinam. Then it says asa lavo fnei yotus, even if the mekabel the din. Kederach she asa lefnei hakusim af pi shekibu alehem balei hadin es dinam. So the Ram puts them in the same category. The mekabel the din of the yotos, it's still asa, just like kusim, just like goyim. The afabis of Ishneim hadin ein akum in haTorah. Had Yotos bekeser hamumchin, famous idea that it's mishtamish bekeser hamumchin, asva Torah shelo lavo pnei Yotos. And that was Abaye's question to Rav Yosef. And what was the answer Rav Yosef gave about the question of how you can get around the iser of mishtamish bekeser hamumchin? What was the answer? Which the Ran explains to mean that the mumchin and mochel they're covered. That's the halach. But meanwhile, what is the Ran saying? And it's b'shem haRamban. This whole mahalach is b'shem haRamban. Because look at the very end of the paragraph. Zuhi ashita nechona meharamban zal. So it's a mamash astira in the Ramban. The Ramban in Chumash seem to say that when you have a Kabbalah, so then by goyim it won't work, and by yotos it will. And here the Ran says that the Isser exists even if the Mekabel. What gets around the problem? The Mumchen HaMochel, Shichusayu. It means there are no Mumchen in the world, the Mumchen are no longer here, and the Mochel are covered. So that's a problem that everyone asks, the Kli Chemda and the Tzar Mishpat. So you see in Shevel, the Shevel Chumash, they bring this in the Kli Chemda, the Kasha. In the notes in the Torah Chaim Chumash from Shevel, the same Kuchemda, he says, "Yesh hefesh b'neim shem ratzu shnei bali dinim labo pnei hediot muterhu." In fact, the Kuchemda, the afal pi she'adayin osu ladin ufnei hediotos mishum she'en la nishtamish b'kesem mumchin. The Ran, the same Ramban. Kol makom, he says, "Mimakom she'amumchin mochrim al kvodam." Mutter Godin Lufne Adyotos Abupne Akum Asa Ola. So what does he want to answer? That the Isser can be waived to the extent that you can find a way to get around it by Mechila, like the Shichu Sayyid. L'chayr, it's a very difficult answer, because we're discussing now the Torah. And the Ramban is talking that the Isser the Torah has here does not exist if the Makabo them. So where is there any indication that Ramban were talking about that they were mochel? So I have a schus to know a big tzaddik and a guy in Brooklyn who wrote a sefer on the Ramban al Torah called Yaakov Ephraim, of Yaakov Kapu Schwartz, known for a number of years. Huge Talmud Chacham, a giant, he knows. He knows Bar Nevuchim by heart, Matt. He knows the Ramban al Torah. He knows Kabbalah. He knows a lot. To put it mildly. Anyway, he has a sefer on the Ramban al Torah, and he quotes the Shah Mishpat Kasha right in the beginning of Chosha Mishpat, and he quotes what the Shevel brings from the Kli Chemda, and he doesn't think that's necessarily the right answer to the stira. So he wants to say a different answer to the Kasha. How can the Ran bring the same Ramban that even if you're Makabel the Dayan, it's still an Isser of Lefnei Adyotos, and the Ramban al Torah says that if you're Makabel the Dayan, it's okay. He wants to say the following, that which the Ran says, that even if Kibu Aleihem Balei Hadin as Dinam, the lesson of the Ran, means the following. Not that the two Balei Dinam come from the very beginning, before the Adyotos, and say, we want you to dan us. In that case, the Ramban al Torah is absolutely correct. If the Adyotos come from the beginning to the Dayan and they say, when the Kabbal you had Adyotos as our Beis Din, that's fine. No Issa. What does the Ran mean? It means that one of the Balei Dinin is Tover the other one to come to Din Torah. So these Adyotos summon the second litigant to come before them, based on the claim of the plaintiff. Then, when they are now in front of the Beis Din, then they both Mekabel, okay, we'll accept what you say. But what started the process? the Toveya got the Beis Din to bring the other guy to Beis Din. Now that he's there, he, together with the first one, are Mekabel the Din. So then, even though Maisa right now they're Mekabel the Din, but since it only began with one person making the claim, and based on him they bring the other Baal Din to Beis Din, that would be a violation of Lifnei and Belofnei Hadyotis. But if Lechatchila, they come together, then the Ramban will be correct in Chumash and say that they can become. It's an interesting Svara. I don't know. Just mentioning it, there's a possible Yishuv for the Sphira. The Kasha is a good Kasha. You have to know what to answer. Yeah, Mordechai.
Why is that any better than the other answer?
No, because the other answer, he asked himself on the answer of the other one. Mochlin al Kvoda. First of all, Bizman Shayu Mumchin. How are they Mochel? They're always Mumchin in the world. The Torah is talking at a time that there are mumchin. The Torah is not talking at a time there are no mumchin or that the mochel. So how could the Ramban speak about the Chumash? So he doesn't understand how could this exception be relevant to what the Ramban is talking about. The Ramban is not talking about future times. He's talking about the Torah itself. There's no iser of Lefnei Adyotos if the Makabo. So how can you talk about a case that's not Shaykh Bizman HaTorah? Well, he's saying it is that Bizman HaTorah, if they lechatchila, the two of them come and Makabo, then there'd be no issue. But if one person gets the basin to some of the other person, even the Kabbalah at that point would not get them around the Isser that exists with Nehadiyot. Okay. I'm just pointing out as an interesting discussion, but it's a major kasha to figure out. Well, so that's in terms of the parasha and the Iyun that we're discussing. So let's go back, let's go to our Siddur.